even though many, all retailers, regardless of size, are obliged to supply accurate and timely data, they're not doing it in many cases. I went into the meet the chief executive of Lidl Ireland recently, and I raised this issue. He said they were cooperating and they were prepared to cooperate with the directive, but he said many other of the retailers weren't doing it. So, you know, I raised this issue in the European Parliament this morning, where there was a discussion on the farmer's position in the food supply chain, and I asked one simple question. You know, at the time of the blockade, many farmers were threatened by factories and others. In fact, some were dragged into court and threatened with imprisonment because of the protests they were making at the time. I want to know why the retailers and the factories who are not cooperating with the EU directive on unfair trading practices are not getting the same outcome. Is it one set of rules for one side of society and a different set of rules for the other? It should be fair.
Because this is something that affects people right across Ireland, but farmers in the Northwest here as well. And just on that note of the point you made about it being fair, that the farmers on the ground play such a crucial part in the process, you know, the whole chain collapses without them. And for you, does it just simply come down to a question of fairness and doing what's right?
It does, because we were given evidence this morning from some of the French retail chains with regard to the price they paid for meat in France here in the last month. An outline of what they said were their costs then associated with this, which obviously includes energy costs, apart from purchasing the meat in the first place. And then they indicated to us that the share, the market share that was available for farmers. Now, you could see it clearly in the evidence put before us. For farmers' wages, for farmers, for livestock dealers and stock dealers involved, they indicated in one of their chains that there was up to 40% available to the farmer. And to the chain. Now that was good to see. But as I said to some of the people presenting the statistics this morning, we don't have this information at all in Ireland. So we find it hard to believe some of the information we're looking at out here. We need the supermarket chains in Ireland to be called in by government, brought before the Oireachtas committees, when we get them up and running, which I'm hoping will be very soon after the charade that's going on there in the Dáil. I hope the Oireachtas committees will bring in the major retail chains and drag them over the coals and say, why are you not providing your cost-based structure? And we need transparency here in front of the farmers so we can see how farmers are being paid or not being paid.